Groups supporting immigrants' rights say they've been working a long time to get a strong immigration reform bill going on Capitol Hill. And Milwaukee high school student Carla DeJesus says she's glad to see the measure contains a path to citizenship for people living in the U.S. without official documents. But DeJesus, who was brought to the U.S. as a 5-year-old, says the proposed citizenship path, taking 13 years, is too long for those like her undocumented parents.
Right now they're about around the age of 41. Don't tell them I told you that. And by the time they'll be qualified, they'll be at the age of 53, and that's a really long time.
DeJesus says she's also worried about the potential high cost of the citizenship application and that people who have arrived here since the end of 2011 would be banned from the citizenship process. Sofia Anguiano came to the U.S. 33 years ago and is a citizen. She says the immigration bill would also block petitions to get her brothers and sister here.
My dreams all the time is have somebody close than me. I feel so sad.
Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin says she's encouraged by the new bill and hopes Congress will work across party lines to find common ground. Republican Ron Johnson says the Senate and the American people need time to fully understand the effects of the legislation. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.